the branches wave and dance. There was a little gang of hardy teenagers, off school because it was the autumn half term, gathered beneath one of the old trees, and she was sure she could see the odd puff of smoke rising from the group. She hoped it was just tobacco. "I've got a horrid feeling," said Heather, bringing herself back to the reason why she was there, "that you and I might be the entire fate committee." She tugged back the sleeve of her ancient black cardi to check her watch, also practically an antique. No one could accuse Heather of being a victim of fast fashion or designer clothes, as most of her stuff was recycled from the Oxfam shop on the high street. "Let's give it another 5 minutes," suggested Jackie, who in contrast wore a pair of beautifully cut slacks and cashmere sweater, and which most certainly hadn't been purchased from the same outlet. "It's only just gone 11. "I really don't think it's going to make any difference. Olivia said she was working today, although she will help at the fete on the day, and I've had a number of apologies from people saying they feel it's someone else's turn to do the heavy lifting and absolutely nothing from several others. I'd hoped that meant they were coming, and I suppose they may yet turn up, but..." She gazed bleakly at Jackie. "It's understandable. It is a lot of work. Even more if it's only me and you doing it. But it's very rewarding. I don't think a warm, fuzzy glow after the event quite makes up for the blood, toil, tears and sweat leading up to it." "I don't recall any blood," Heather said with a faint smile. "Oh, I don't know. There was that incident about who should run the PA system." "Oh, yes, I'd forgotten. Anyway, I've got the accounts here and we need a list of people we might try and co-opt. Like Miranda?" Miranda Osborne was a relative newcomer to the community and, apart from being wealthy, was quite a mover and shaker. "Good shout!" "And Maxine." Maxine was a local artist and retired schoolteacher. "Isn't she busy running those residential painting courses for wannabe artists at Woodford Priors? I think they're only about once a month. I heard the hotel has a whole programme of courses, and Maxine's art one takes its turn with creative writing, quilting, yoga, and a long list of other things for people with a lot of spare time and even more money." There was a pause for a second, then Heather said, "Sorry." "Why on earth?" I sounded resentful, very unchristian. "No, human." "Moving on, I think we should each take half the list and try a serious bit of arm twisting. And I also think we need a poster to display all around the town, a Your Fate Needs You campaign." Heather pointed a finger dramatically at Jackie. "I'll see if Maxine will do the judging, if we run a competition for the school kids to produce one." "Good idea. And if the poster doesn't produce a result and no one volunteers?" "We can't run it with only two of us, so we'd have to pull the plug on the fete, give the money in the account to local charities and put our feet up." "Sad though," Jackie sighed. "How much is in the bank?" "About 2,500. Jackie whistled. "It's what we need as seed corn each year. The hire of the marquees, the liability insurance, publicity, the PA system. It all costs, and most of the suppliers want the money up front. So if we donate the money to good causes and empty the account, the chances of us running another fete are vanishingly thin," finished Heather. "I suppose we might be able to get the council to give us some start-up money, but that can't be banked on." The pair sat in gloomy silence. Finally, Jackie said, "So we've got to make a success of this one." "Right then," said Heather. "People we should approach." She pulled a battered old notebook towards her and started scribbling some names in it. Jackie got up and moved round the table to peer over Heather's shoulder. "What about Joan Makepeace?" she suggested as Heather paused. Heather added the name. "And Mags Pullen?" "Unlikely, but you can try her. Beggs?" "Yes." The list grew, and as it did, their morale lifted fractionally.